Hey there, Sports History fans. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network to share with you an awesome announcement. Now dig on this. Four of our amazing podcasts have clinched spots in the final round of the Sports Podcast Awards, and we need your support to take home the trophy. First up, we've got Basketball History 101, Driving the Lane in the Best Basketball category. Then on deck, we've got Orville Mulligan, Sports Writer. He's cracking up the competition in the Best Sports Comedy category. Marty's Illegal Stick is dominating the ice next in the Best Hockey category. And last but not least, we have Wrestling with Heels on powerbombing its way to victory in the Best Wrestling category. Now, again, we're counting on you to cast your vote and help out these incredible podcasters secure their well-deserved recognition. It's super easy. All you gotta do is head over to the dedicated landing page. That's at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/vote. Now, let's take another look at Sports Yesteryear with this episode brought to you by, of course, the Sports History Network.
We're glad you joined us with the podcast tonight because it is all business. We are going to talk about football history headlines and legends of Hall of Famers for this February 12th, all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Aaron Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. Welcome to the Pig Pen once again. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and we are going to go through the football history headlines for February 12th for today. And we don't have any guests today. We're not going to do our jersey numbers today. We're going to resume that in just a few days. We're going to try to do three or four of those a week. So with that in mind, we'll start off with our football history headlines, and we've got some news today. February 12th, 1937, the Cleveland or Los Angeles or St. Louis Rams franchises officially approved to join the NFL. According to an article on the Pro Football Hall of Fame's website, the Rams franchise began its football life in Cleveland in 1937. They had a rough first six seasons as they never quite made it to the 500 mark, and when they abruptly disbanded in the year 1943 because of World War II manpower shortages. In 1946, after businessman Dan Reeves purchased the franchise, the Cleveland Rams had a 15-14 victory over the Washington Redskins in the NFL Championship game, and the guidance of the sensational rookie quarterback from UCLA, Bob Waterfield, who was the league's player of the year. Just days after the big win, Reeves announced that he was moving the team to Los Angeles, California. In 1972, Baltimore Colts' Carol Rosenblum traded franchises with Bob Irsay to take control of the Rams. In 1995, the Rams then moved to St. Louis, where they played in the Edward Jones Dome. 2 years later, in 1999, the Rams were transformed into Super Bowl champions. Guided by quarterback Kurt Warner and running back Marshall Faulk, the team beat the Tennessee Titans 23-16 in a thrilling Super Bowl 34. In 2016, the Rams moved to Los Angeles, where they played in the Los Angeles Coliseum once again. February 12, 1998, the Dallas Cowboys signed Chan Gailey as their fourth head coach in history. It was an odd twist of fate that Gailey was released by Dallas after only two seasons. Gailey's Cowboys team won the NFC East in 1998 and made the playoffs in both of his years at the helm. All they did fail to win even a single playoff game. Chan Gailey is the only Cowboys coach to have never missed the playoffs when with the franchise. February 12, 2006, Aloha Stadium in Honolulu. At the NFL Pro Bowl, the NFC squad outlasted the AFC 23-17. The game's MVP was Tampa Bay Buccaneers linebacker Derek Brooks. February 12, 2013, at a ceremony in Philadelphia, the NFL paid tribute to the life of the late Steve Sabol and his many contributions to the league. An NFL.com article informs us that Steve Sabol won over 40 Emmy Awards and oversaw 107 Emmys for the NFL films. He was the Sporting News 2002 Sports Executive of the Year, and he was awarded with a Lifetime Achievement Award in 2003. Now, as we alluded to earlier, we are in the midst of our going football by the numbers, looking at every single jersey number 0 through 99 and talking about the substantial great legends of the game that wore those numbers. And we're having a lot of guests on. We're having a lot of fun with this. So far, we've covered a few of them this week, and we're going to try to do, like I said, 3 to 4 of them a week. We'll try to keep you up on the schedules, but it's probably going to be like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing. Sometimes we might double them up like we did this week and skip a days. We're trying to play it around the football news a little bit so we can keep everything flowing just so and keep you in your football news. Speaking of news, let's go to our football birthdays of the Hall of Famers for this February 12th. We'll start off in the year 1963, Santa Clara, California. The tough tight end from Santa Clara University, Brent Jones, was born. The National Football Foundation website indicates that Brent started off in college as a wide receiver, but soon changed that position to tight end. This proved to be great, as Jones had the skill set of both positions at his disposal. In 1985, Brent was selected as an All-American, and his career total showed that he caught 137 passes for 2,267 yards and 24 touchdowns. Brent Jones was honored with induction into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2002, after the National Football Foundation tallied their votes. Brent entered the NFL after school with the 49ers and played 12 years, earning All-Pro status 4 times in his career. February 12th, 1964, San Antonio, Texas. Scott Thomas, the great Air Force Academy defensive back, arrived into this life. The NFF bio of Thomas states that he was a consensus All-American honor his senior year of 1985. In that amazing season of 1985, Scott returned a punt, a kickoff, and an interception, all for touchdowns. Scott finished his excellent collegiate career with 221 career tackles and 4 tackles for loss, 10 passes picked, and 22 pass breakups, while averaging 28.8 yards per kickoff return. Scott Thomas received the great honor of being selected for the inclusion into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2012. February 12, 1971, York, Pennsylvania was this place. The stud tackle of the Washington Huskies, Lincoln Kennedy, was born. The footballfoundation.org says that Kennedy led the Washington Huskies to a perfect 12-0 national championship season in 1991 with his outstanding blocking. Lincoln was a unanimous first-team All-American in 1992, and he aided Washington into bowl games all 4 seasons of his career, including 3 consecutive Rose Bowls. Amazingly, Lincoln only allowed 2 sacks in his whole 4-year collegiate career. The National Football Foundation selected Lincoln Kennedy for entrance into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2015. After school, Kennedy was a 9th overall selection by the Atlanta Falcons in the 1993 NFL Draft, and he spent 2 seasons in Atlanta and 9 seasons with the Oakland Raiders. And after he retired, he served as an analyst on the NFL Network and on Fox Sports Radio. Once again, we are so glad that all of you have joined us from all over the world for your football history headlines and listening to the Pigskin Dispatch daily podcast. And we are so excited for what we have coming up. Again, we have all these jersey numbers that we're going to go through. And if you want to make sure that you don't miss a beat, make sure you hit that subscribe button on the podcast player and give us a good rating on your podcast provider, too. You can also find us on the sportshistorynetwork.com, where there is this podcast, and there's at least 16 other podcasts. There's probably more by now as soon as I say this. And there's some great hosts on there, and I'm telling you, the great content. If you love sports history, you want to make sure you listen to some of them, and you're seeing some of them come on to this podcast talking about these great gridiron greats with their numbers too. And you can also find us on our flagship, the pigskindispatch.com/podcast, where you'll find all of our podcasts. Go to the main part of the website, you'll see all our great blogs and stories that we have there about the great people of football. And so until tomorrow night, everybody, have a great gridiron day. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.